Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Stelly FD. And today in the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what to do when somebody's trying to screw you over.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Or is screwing you over, right? An investor, a business partner, a co-founder, an employee, somebody's trying to steal from you, they're lying to you, they're trying to harm you in one way or another in the business sense. The reason why we want to talk about this is that I got an email just recently by somebody describing how some investors kind of screwed them over. And he was wondering how you and I would deal with the situation. And then even more broadly, how we think about this in general in business, right? There's the people out there that are like, you need to destroy everybody. Whatever people do to you, you need to come back twice as hard and destroy them completely. There's people that are like, you know, show them the other cheek. Like, what is our approach to people trying to harm us or screw us over in business and in life? And I thought that it's an interesting question. I don't think about this that often, so I wanted to explore that with you.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a topic that a lot of people struggle with. I'm gonna jump right in though and start with something pretty simple, which is, if you feel like someone's screwing you over, make sure they're actually screwing you over, because like a lot of this stuff is subjective. Right? Like, I've had people who I think are screwing me over, but if you ask them, what do they think? Obviously, in most cases, they're probably not going to think they're screwing you over because they're not thinking about you. That's, I think, a really, really key insight for me over time as I've learned. I've felt screwed over by, you know, a number of people, probably just like everybody else. You know, sometimes you're just like, damn, I did that. I got screwed over. Let's go talk about some scenarios though, you know, just to back up for a second. So one scenario would be that you are doing business with someone and they literally are stealing money from you. Pretty sure that they're screwing you over and you're getting screwed. So yeah, that one, I can tell you what I would do, which is I go straight for my lawyers. I don't care. Like if I, and more importantly than that, before I go to the lawyers, I go figure out what the hell was my part in enabling somebody to do this to me? Did I trust them too much? Did I give them too much access to something? What did I do? And I'm not doing that so that I don't do it again or I prevent it in the future, which is always great, but I'm doing that to really calibrate myself on what my responsibility is for the situation. Because when you say someone's screwing you over, you're essentially basically giving up the responsibility that you have over it.
You are turning yourself into a victim in that dynamic, right? You're saying, I'm placing myself fully as a victim and somebody else is, you know, the whatever, aggressor, the person that's doing things to me, which is a very disempowering position to be in. If you think you're the victim, it's very little you can do usually. It's very disempowering.
Yeah, I have a double-edged sword on the word victim, and this is the reason. I don't think anyone wants to think of themselves as victims, and I've found it very difficult for myself and people I talk to say that word to them and them go, oh, I get it. Because instantly, you're like, I'm not a victim. What do you mean? They're just screwing me over. They're a villain, you know, or they're bad. So I really like the language. I think you're accurate in that word. It's like you're victimizing yourself and making it so that, oh, they did that to me. I think it's very hard to empathize with that when you're in it with yourself. So for me, it's simply like, where was my responsibility? Like, what was I responsible for? And it might just be that you were too trusting, right? You gave them a lot of, you know, responsibility or gave them a lot of access or essentially let them screw you over would be one of the kind of phrases that I would use. Like, it's almost like someone said, oh, did you know, I got screwed. I'm like, wait. Did you let them screw you over? No, of course not. Well, what do you mean? They screwed you over. You let them. Otherwise, you couldn't even say it like that. There's some situation you got in, something you gave them, something like that that enabled it. It's never that someone took something from you. It's always that you gave them the opportunity to do that. So when you really are in that situation, you want to think about it like, what was my ownership over it? What was my, responsibility around letting this happen? I think that's really important. And I just wanted to get that out of the way because for me, it's like, it's pretty simple. It's like, if you think someone's screwing you over and they actually did, start by understanding what your responsibilities were and what you contributed to it. And like you said, don't be a villain about it. I'm sorry, don't be a victim. Don't Don't turn into the victim. And I wouldn't even think of the other person as evil or villain. And this is my issue too with the word victim. It's like, I feel like everyone literally is, and this was told by a friend a long time ago, but like, it's literally like, you have to just believe that everyone's trying to do the best that they can. And trying is not even, I wouldn't even use that word. I would just say everyone's doing the best that they can. And the emphasis is on the they. So if you think about these people that you think are screwing you over, or this person, just realize that they're doing the best that they possibly can. And that will help you empathize with them, because it's like, everyone's different. Nobody has the same exact moral compass. It's very rare. And so they treat people differently based on so many factors that are not your responsibility. And honestly, not even the other person. It's essentially, in a lot of ways, when people screw you over, it's just how they are.
Yep. So there's a lot to unpack here. So this is a really cool topic. So I think that number one, I think that the best way to deal with this is to obviously not get into the situation, right? And I want to talk about that a little bit later, because to me, this is all about making sure you do your due diligence on the people you're doing business with, and making sure that you have full alignment and you truly understand what drives them, how they think about things, so that when you place your trust somewhere, it doesn't mean that it can never be broken, but you want to minimize those chances by doing the homework before you make yourself or allow yourself to be vulnerable to be quote unquote screwed over, right? And the reason why I use the word victim is because I think it's important when somebody's like, somebody's screwing me, what they're doing, if they like it or not, if that's the language they would use or not, they are making themselves a victim. And that means they're taking away responsibility and power from themselves, and they're placing it with the other person. And they're saying, this person is a bad human and he or she is doing something bad to me. But just like you said, there's no somebody's doing something bad to you. You put yourself in a position and allowed somebody to do something bad or good, you know, like it or not. And now the question is, what are you going to do about it, right? What are you going to do about it? So I want to focus a little bit on that, but I want to encourage people to go and listen to episode 134, how to do due diligence on people, because I really think 90% of the time you can avoid being in these situations, but just making sure that you are doing your homework on people, making sure that you find alignment, making sure that you spent a good amount of time trying to understand who you're dealing with before giving them all your trust or opening yourself up to being taken advantage of potentially. But let's say, you know, that's too late and you're in this situation, you feel like, you know, your example is great. You notice that somebody is stealing money from the business, let's say, right? For personal use, right? So you said two things I would do. Number one, call my lawyer, right? Straight away, let's get a lawyer involved in this. And number two is ask myself, what did I do to participate in this, to allow this? What was my responsibility, or what was my place in this situation? So I love those two questions. I think taking immediate action is important, but immediate action in the sense of not necessarily, I don't think it's always the best thing to instantly confront the person. This is usually how many people will deal with this. So they're just going to confront the person because they're angry in the moment. I like what you suggest much better, which is take a step back and try to really understand the situation first. Go and find an advisor, somebody from a legal perspective that can help you and protect you and has seen certain situations before, to be like, here's what I'm seeing. You know, what do you advise I do? And then a lawyer can tell you, hey, we need more proof. Are you really certain? It can ask the questions and help you think through clearly through the entire scenario. So that's a really great thing. You could reach out to an advisor, somebody that's very experienced in business, and kind of, again, get outside advice, get somebody to like help you think clearly through the situation, ask the right question, gather all the right data. You can be introspective and ask yourself, how did this happen? What did I do? What's my responsibility in this? I think the other thing is to think through all worst case scenarios, right? So think through, a lot of times people will take some kind of an action. Even let's say the lawyer says, let's confront this person with some kind of a legal letter, let's sue them, whatever, let's do something, let's call the police, whatever it is. So let's take some drastic action. I think what people will follow and take that action in these situations without having anticipated the response. And then they are shaken by the response, or the response might really push them off balance, right? So what I would typically do or advise in this situation is to really think through all scenarios and go, what's the worst thing that could happen here? What if I confront this person? What's the worst reaction I could have? Maybe this person gets physical. Maybe this person, whatever, you know, has already talked to the board and is pushing me out of the business. What are all the worst case scenarios? And then what are the best case scenarios? You know, what are the situations where this person might surprise me and might have a really amazing explanation and might humble me because I totally misjudged the situation? I find the exercise of thinking through the reaction of the other person and the other person's perspective and what might happen, kind of thinking through all scenarios, is a very worthwhile exercise just to be able to be prepared and stay in balance, not be surprised by anything that can happen once you start taking action or you know, start trying to do something about it. So these would be the things. But then eventually, sooner or later, you usually have to take some kind of an action, right? So you want to do a little bit of homework, a little bit of analyzing, making sure you really have thought it through, making sure you're really sure about the claims you're making, making sure you get legal advice, get advisor advice, and think through what kind of worst case scenarios could happen. But then sooner or later, you have to take some action. You can't just sit on this forever. You will have to do something. All right. So let's say you've done all this. There's a best case scenario in which the situation can be explained, or you were partially wrong in one way or another, and it kind of resolves itself and everything is good, right? What do you do in the worst case scenario when there's real confrontation coming? You know, let's say you approach them with a lawyer or something else, and they oppose you very strongly, right or wrong. What do you do usually then in that scenario? Because I think that's what people are really afraid of, is like the confrontation that will ensue if they do something about the quote unquote being screwed over.
Okay, so I think there's levels of being screwed over. So let's just talk about the lawyer one, where you're screwed over and you go talk to a lawyer. I mean, there's just a bunch of things. The reason I mentioned the lawyer is not to get a lawyer involved. The reason I mentioned the lawyer very specifically is, like, if you're in a business situation and you think you're being screwed over, you need to understand from a lawyer what your, essentially the equivalent of what your rights are. What can you do? Like, what do you have repercussions for the other person? Is there something where you can send, you know, usually a lot of times it's like the other person's acting badly in a way where they've, you know, they're financially screwing you over and you've signed a contract or something. Or even if you haven't and you have evidence that something had to happen, one of the most common ones there are like, you know, a client not paying you, for example, right? You just go to a lawyer and the lawyer will be able to look over whatever you have, whatever material you have, whatever evidence you have, I guess, and be able to help you determine what a logical next step would be, whether it's using them or the fact that you have no options, which commonly happens too, and that you're just gonna have to take it. So for me, it's just like, I need to know legally what I'm gonna do if I really believe that I'm being screwed over in business. And from there, I could determine whether to get the lawyer involved or not. Now, that's a whole nother sensitivity. Typically, in a lot of these situations, if it does get to the point where the lawyer should get involved, you're basically having lawyer to lawyer dealings, and you're not dealing with yourself until you go into something like a mediation where you're trying to compromise, basically, right? And that usually doesn't even happen. Usually something stops it earlier on because someone was truly in the wrong and they back off, right? That's usually, you know, in my experience, how it works out. But again, this is not legal advice or anything like that, obviously. So I go to the lawyer just to understand what the issues are, you know, and what I'm dealing with and whether I have any legal, if there's anything I can do legally. And then after that, let's say I describe kind of what that looks like. Usually it starts with a letter and then you're having the lawyers deal with the lawyers, and that's a process in itself. I've been to a mediation before and it's like that as well. So this is, yeah, I'm not just speaking from like making it up. I've had a lot of experience with this kind of stuff. Unfortunately. And it was actually because someone thought they were getting screwed over and they weren't. So that's a whole different scenario. Some people will just push it really hard because they think they're getting screwed when they have no evidence. And that's when you have to defend yourself. And that's not fun either, but that's a whole different sort of scenario. And then there's that scenario where, like, there is no legal thing. It might not be that serious of a situation where it's financial, but you still feel like you've been screwed over. Let's say you're being screwed over by an investor or whatever. And I keep using that word, even though I think we should not be using the word that they screwed me over. I just think it's a bad word. It doesn't really tell me anything about what really happened. And, you know, when it comes to an investor, usually it's like the investor is just being aggressive about something that optimizes for themselves and not for you, and definitely not for your business. And it might be the other way. It might be like there's a misalignment. And I go back to that word because usually when you think an investor screwing you over, there's some misalignment there, like some expectation you had from them that they're not meeting, or, which is more commonly the case, some expectation they had of you and your business that you're not meeting. And on your end, you're probably like, well, things change. This is a startup, or this is a early stage company, or this is the business, and things change. And an investor should be in on it for whatever change happens. They should be invested in you. But that's not always the case. Oftentimes, investors invest in a company because they're super excited about the space, not necessarily as excited about the team if you were really to push them and ask them. And so in those scenarios, like you probably have to recalibrate and be like, well, you know, I got in bed with this person, so to speak. I took their money, and maybe I didn't know what I was getting into, which goes back to the topic you wanted to talk about, which is how do you prevent these issues, which I think we can give a lot of tips to. But in that scenario, it's like step back and look at it and be like, oh, am I really getting screwed, or is this just a misalignment or an expectation mismatch? And how can I have a conversation with them that's honest and real instead of like argumentative? And I try to go for honest and real. And that usually takes me some amount of effort to really do it. And so my tip on that real quick would be, when I think someone screwed me over, I think an investor is doing something harmful to me, I just write it down to really understand what I think is happening. And then oftentimes, like, I realize that I'm wrong. And from their perspective, something else is happening. And then that helps me empathize with where they're coming from. And then I can have a really good conversation with them. And sometimes it's just as simple as sending them a really, really, really good email. And what that looks like is more like, hey, I know that we've been having trouble communicating and sorting out, you know, this situation. I'd like to, you know, talk or I'd like to talk about these few points because, you know, I've stepped back from it and I understand, I believe I understand where you're coming from. Or you could even say something like, I'd love to understand a lot more about where you're coming from. Another tactic I've used, which really helps a lot, is let's say they're trying to make decisions for you, or you're in a situation where they're sitting there and, you know, are saying a bunch of stuff. The simple trick you can use to like calm yourself, but also get what you want out of them, which is more context, is basically ask them, can you please help me understand why you're doing this? Or can you please help me understand why you suggest that we shut down the company? You know, if that's the scenario. And that will instantly make them actually feel like, oh, the other side doesn't actually understand what I'm trying to say, right? Or doesn't know where I'm coming from. And then every time I've done that, they actually sit there and try to explain it to me. Whether I like the explanation or not, totally different story. And this is a true story. I had a point at Kissmetrics where we were raising money. There's an investor that gave a certain valuation, and I was not happy. I think I instantly thought they're going to screw us over. This is not cool, right? But then I did something simple and I just said, help me understand why you chose that valuation. And they gave me a honest, real answer that I hated. But they gave me an honest, real answer, Stelly. Like, what am I going to do? Right? Like, I didn't like it. I have a choice. Take your money or not take your money. You did not lie to me. They did not lie to me. They did not try to sugarcoat it. I asked them a simple question, which is help me understand why you chose that valuation. And they gave me an answer. Again, didn't like it, hated it. But I didn't hate them for it anymore.
I love it. This is really powerful stuff. So, all right. So let me round up this episode with a tip on my end, right? I think that once you've done some of the things that we've suggested so far, sometimes you'll be in a situation where you just have to decide, basically, you know, even after you've tried to attempt it, to analyze what your responsibility is, to see if there's any chance to get more aligned, understand them. Maybe they have a totally different perspective that once you really uncover, you think about this situation totally differently. Once you get through all these exercises, let's say there's still stark misalignment and you feel like there's real conflict and cost associated to it, and you have to decide if you want to fight or if you want to just let it go, right? Basically, you just let them get away with it, quote unquote, whatever that it is, or you fight. Doesn't matter if it's legally or in other ways. And I think a lot of times people have a difficult time with that decision because, and they're usually, I find that a lot of founders don't make a clear enough distinction between the two things. So this would be my tip. My tip is, when you're at the edge and you have to decide if you're gonna fight or flight, you know, if you're gonna let it go or not, make sure that you're willing to take, that you're okay and it, and capable of being at peace with whatever the consequences are. So for me, when if I had to decide to fight, then I'll decide to really fight. No, and I'll think through that this is going to become a priority, which means a lot of other things will not be getting done. I realize that this is going to take energy and time and focus. And I realize that if I'm going to get into this, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to fight to win, right? I'm not just fighting to fight. I'm fighting to win.
Yeah, yeah. Don't pick a fight you can't win.
Don't show up at a knife fight with your fists or at a gunfight with a knife, right? So
yeah,
make sure that you can win, right? That you really can win. But on the flip side, and this has happened once or twice in very small scenarios, but still scenarios that bugged us a lot. At times, like there was one time, for instance, where somebody that we had hired, a new hire, basically lied in the way that we evaluated this person's work. And then he came to the office and he was designing things, but in hindsight, it turned out he wasn't really designing them. And we were really impressed about his work. And then he was a remote person and he was like pretending to work, but not really working. And then he was promising to show mockups, show his work, and was always late and had all these excuses of sickness and family issues and this and that. And eventually we realized that there's something really wrong here. This person wasted a ton of time, lied to us, and had gotten a sign-on bonus from us earlier. So we were pretty pissed off about this. But after we evaluated all the situations, after we talked to him and how he thought about all this, and after we went through all that exercise, we decided to let it go. We just decided to part ways, learn from the experience, and let it go because it was not worth it. It was a fight we didn't want to fight to win, and we didn't want to invest our energy and time in. And there's a big bracket, which is cost of doing business. Sometimes you lose and you need to be okay with cutting your losses and moving on with life versus hanging on to them. And I think that that's something a lot of people have a really difficult time with. And not to say that I enjoy it, but I've learned to kind of be an adult about it and go, you know what? No matter how much I want to publicly shame this person, no matter how much I want to like get all my money back from this person because I feel betrayed and lied to, I'm just going to cut my losses. It's not worth it. This is not a big enough amount. This is not an important enough person. And this is not worthy of my energy and time. I need to invest it in finding the next better person and learning from this experience rather than trying to like make this person, quote unquote, pay for this. So sometimes you have to fight. But sometimes you need to realize it's not worth it. So you just cut your losses and move on with life. And this is something people have a difficult time with. But I feel like in business, there's a thing called cost of doing business. This means the negative cost of doing business. Sometimes you have to take some losses in order to be able to win in the long term and really accomplish what you want to. So my tip is make sure when you fight to win and you're capable of winning and you give it all you got, but also make sure that when it's not worth it, then you just cut your losses and move on. And you just find a way to be at peace with it.
Yeah. So I'm going to summarize this by saying, I think we got into the what to do when you do get screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we got into how to not get screwed. So
that's true.
I'm going to tell everyone that's listening to stay tuned for the how not to get screwed episode, because we did talk about what to do when you do get screwed, but we didn't talk about the other part.
Yeah, so that episode will come probably a week later.
Yep.
That's it from us.
Talk soon.